Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Van Clover. I remember one time I was listening to this meditation guru explain how the mind can never still. It is impossible to quiet and calm your mind. I believe that that is true for me on a more intense level. My mind goes a million hours per day, which means that when it's time to go to sleep, it is extremely hard for me to find sleep. And I know this is pretty ironic, because a lot of you may be listening to this before you go to bed. However, I want to talk a little bit about struggling with sleep. I am a writer, and one of the things that I take pride in my writing, or I have to have a strong talent with when it comes to writing, is finding words that explain things, meanings for things, and putting them into grave detail. And I feel like the world gives my problems with sleep a lot of that excuse. The world tells me that I have sleep insomnia. Millennials tell me that I suffer from anxiety. And my heart tells me that I just don't know how to silence my demons, which I don't think is possible. I believe you can destroy them. I believe you can do away with them. I don't believe, however, that you can ever fully silence them. For me, in the past 72 hours, I've probably gotten about 12 hours of sleep. I remember telling my older brother how I struggled with this, and he took it upon himself to show me a verse in the Bible that said, God grants sleep to those that he loves. And I felt really discouraged when he first told me that, because my first thought was, okay, does God not love me? Is that what I'm picking up from this? But then I also heard another quote that said, sleep requires peace. And if I'm being honest, I don't really have a lot of peace in my life. And it is easy for me to blame that on those around me, my oppressors, my persecutors, my abusers, my bullies, my haters, my everything. But really, if you have peace within your heart and within your mind and your soul and your spirit, you don't really let the influences of others affect what you have going on within yourself. It's crazy because I remember hearing a lot of other people say that they were envious of the younger generation because we just don't care. We don't take a lot of disrespect. We stand up for things that a lot of people in the older generation would never do. I mean, there is literally a 14-year-old girl by the name of Greta Thunberg that is out there fighting for climate change. There is the mass shootings that were going on with schools and young people voicing that there needed to be controls on guns, which is why it's being taken more seriously. We are now being more accepted towards the LGBTQ community because young people say that love is love. And it's not necessarily saying that those things weren't here before. It's just saying that we understand that we are the ones that voice and fight for those things. And I start thinking about, what do I contribute to my generation? What is it about me that gives voice to certain things? because I can attack problems that are coming down at the world. I can attack problems that are standing at my front door. I can attack problems that are coming for the people I love. But when it comes to attacking, defending, or speaking on my own personal problems to help me heal and grow and find peace, I reach a brick wall with no tools on how to get through it. I also read another article that said people spend $1.2 billion minimum a year on supplements and aids to help them sleep. This includes herbal medicines, prescription medication. This also includes some natural remedies. I know that I heard one that was pretty bizarre, and it consisted of someone boiling some hot distilled water and placing bananas, peeled bananas, into them and letting it boil and then drinking the liquid that came from it. And I was really surprised to hear that a lot of the reviews said that it is 100% amazing for helping with sleep. Apparently it knocks you out right away. I have never tried that, but I have tried like golden milk that has turmeric, coconut milk. I put a little ginger in there, honey, and a tiny bit of nutmeg. And I just let that boil until it spills up and then I drink it. And that actually does help a little. It puts my mind in a very calm and relaxing state. But with all of those supplements and everything, those drinks and teas and banana teas or whatever it is you want to call them, I find it very funny, ironic, and hilarious that someone would pay or do whatever it takes or go out to seekingly find something to help them accomplish something that should be done naturally. Isn't it kind of ironic that $1.2 billion a year are spent on supplements to help us sleep when sleep should be something that comes naturally? I find myself when I'm laying down in my bed, reaching for my phone, I can either have the light on and no noise or the light off and noise. It's hard for me to just sleep in complete and total silence, mostly because I know that if everything is quiet around me, or if I can't see anything around me, my mind will go on a rampage. My thoughts scare me sometimes. I think they even take action in my own dreams, which is why sleep and me are in a never-ending war. I don't understand why it's something that's so difficult for me. I know that I don't have peace in my life, but it's like, maybe I should take that back. I know why I have trouble sleeping. I just don't know what it's going to take for me to get up and fix the problem. And that, my friends, is where I formally introduce myself again as Carl Van Clover. Well, that is it for today's podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope to hear from you guys on the next podcast, where we're going to talk a little bit more about the enigma of Carl Van Clover. Have a safe and wonderful rest of your day. And remember that power is made in weakness.